pick up my phone and just go through five or ten people. I have a list. Tim says just don't.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Sam Hill. I'm an alderman of the 1st Ward. I'm serving as the chairperson tonight. And I see that all the aldermen present, except for Alderman Ralph Dantino of the 5th Ward. He's recovering from surgery at the University of Maryland Medical Center in the Baltimore area. So our prayers and thoughts are with Alderman Dantino and his family and their time they're spending out east. Calling the meeting to order, and like to, I guess the mayor has a special proclamation to make, right? Oh yeah, we're all seated this way because we're going to, after the regular meeting, we're going to have under new business a policy discussion session, which is a session which becomes freewheeling. And I will still need to recognize people as they wish to speak, especially in the audience. But we're going to be talking about various items, such as the PACE bus shelter advertising program and other policy decisions and discussions regarding the city council and special events. So that should be interesting if you want to stay and watch the new method of open discussion. You'll find it fascinating. So with all of that, calling the meeting to order, and I think the mayor has a special proclamation to make. Do that, sir?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. And ladies and gentlemen of the committee, this is a special proclamation. It is a surprise to all of you here this evening, and it is in particular a surprise to a certain young lady in Geneva. I'm going to read the proclamation, and as we conclude this proclamation, you will understand exactly why it's a surprise to all concerned. City of Geneva, Illinois Proclamation. Whereas, at this time every year, a young man in high school turned his attention to the challenge and opportunity of finding a young woman to ask to the homecoming dance, and whereas the scene of inviting a young woman to accompany him to the homecoming dance is played out among millions of high school men and women nationwide, and whereas the excitement and anticipation of finding the right date often results in frayed nerves, upset stomachs, and pressure from friends, family, and whereas the way in which a young lady is asked to accompany a young man to the homecoming dance will set the tone of the evening to be celebrated. And whereas, here in Geneva, Illinois, a certain young man has asked the mayor to serve as his agent. And whereas, I, Mayor Kevin Burns of the City of Geneva, Illinois, having been officially and respectfully called to duty by Geneva High School junior Nick Konasek to ask his favorite and special girl to the 2011 Geneva Community High School homecoming dance, I therefore, proudly and with appropriate reverence, owed to such an honor, on behalf of Nick Konasek, hereby ask Allie Sarah to be his date to the Geneva High School homecoming dance and make Nick Konasek the happiest Geneva High School junior. Pending an affirmative response from Allie Sarah, she has my cell phone, I, Mayor Kevin Burns, will affix my signature herewith and cause the great seal of the City of Geneva to also be affixed to this proclamation, and I encourage the City Council and all citizens attending this meeting and watching on television to join me in wishing Nick Konasek and Allie Sarah a fun, beautiful, and safe 2011 Geneva Community High School homecoming celebration. Allie Sarah is apparently calling right now. This is very exciting. We have you on speakerphone, Miss Sarah. Hello, Nick. Apparently they passed out.
Wrong number.
Not surprising. Let's see. Now, apparently Nick has the family gathered as well, so this could be riveting. If he's not grounded, maybe he can go. Hello? Well, we'll wait till they call back. We can continue if you'd like. Nick. Mr. Chairman, thank you for that. Apparently, she's undecided.
The silence says scary. Good luck, Nick. Okay.
Well, point of order here. Sir.
Yes, sir.
Are you, as an agent, are you going to be financing this?
No. Because the last time we did breakdancing at the high school, we all got in trouble. Okay, there's somebody calling through. Can you guys hear me now? Unbelievable. Mr. Chairman, please continue.
All right, fine. Let us then consider the consent agenda. Any additions or corrections to the consent agenda?
Move to approve the minutes of the August 26th meeting, September 12th meeting, which is the consent agenda.
Alderman Brown has made the motion. Alderman Vogelsberg has made the second. Any questions, any discussion? Did you have a question, Alderman Singer?
No, sir, I didn't.
Okay. Okay, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed say nay. The consent agenda is approved. And then the that includes the Committee of the Whole minutes from August the 29th and September the 12th, obviously. Items of business. First on the items of business is to recognize the wastewater division employee Ed Parker on his retirement from the city of Geneva. And I believe the mayor is going to make that presentation, and I hope he has a little bit more success this time.
Mr. Parker, you were with us, correct, sir? Well, come stand before us, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a special evening for Mr. Parker because he found his homecoming dance many homecoming dance date many years ago. You are joined by your family right in the middle. This is like the Senate hearing. I've seen you take several fifths. So it's not pretty. So you look lovely tonight, by the way. I do like that tie. For a clip-on, it's not bad. That's nice. Mr. Parker is not only a long-time employee, but a brave man because he's a Notre Dame fan. It's been a tough year. I'm telling you, man. And Lori, good to see you. Does everyone know why Mr. Parker is with us this evening? This Friday marks the end of a career at the city of Geneva. For those of you who are unaware, Mr. Parker, my goodness, joined the city of Geneva 21 years ago, January 2nd, 1990. Yes. Now, most people starting a new job would not start 2 days after New Year's Eve. Was there a snowfall or?
Too many that night.
Yeah? You can remember back to 1990?
Yes.
And why did you join the city of Geneva?
I was looking for a future where I knew that at the end of my term and time, that I had a good pension, good insurance benefits, and great people to work with.
Well, did you practice that before you arrived here? And what did Lori say when you joined?
Lori was happy too.
Yeah? That's true. Although we've tried. We've tried. But Virgil didn't want it. So, and what's your fondest memory of working for the city? And it, clearly you have tons. I know that.
I do, but there was one particular time that I was working at a city picnic.
Don't talk about our lunch at Villa Verona.
That was my fondest time, especially when you had to go back to work and you left your credit card for me to enjoy the rest of the day.
I did. I know. That was the city's credit card. No, we will not talk about that. Not until you're retired.
Right.
And you're joined here by a lot of your teammates.
Yes.
I know Mr. Van Gescom has certainly a lot of praise for you.
Hopefully.
Yes, he does. And, of course, your entire team.
Yes.
You've obviously overcome some challenges. You've lost.
Challenges and them challenging me, and we're dealing together as a team.
Yeah.
And together we stand, united we stand, harder we fall. Great team.
It is a great team.
Great bunch of guys.
What message do you have to... And I met a couple of the new guys.
Great guys.
What's your message to them?
Just keep going. Keep going. One foot in front of the other and right at the end of the tunnel.
What's the one thing you'd change? Anything?
One thing I would change? If I could bring Jeff Price back.
For those of you who don't know, Mr. Price worked for the city for a number of years and passed away not long ago after a courageous battle with cancer. And obviously, you and Mr. Price were close friends, and he was well loved by all of us and certainly still missed. And I know that was tough.
Yes.
Very tough.
Very great guy.
Very good guy. I know he loved you as well. He made fun of you a lot, but he loved you.
Everybody makes fun of me. That's what I was playing.
Who else is joining you tonight?
Mike Zilke is here tonight.
Awesome.
And Sean.
Sean is one of our new guys.
I know. I met Sean.
Sean has a great sense of humor. I'm working on the Notre Dame bit. Mike told me forget about it, you know.
Sean's not real good at bags either. That's an inside joke. We played bags last Friday for a tournament. And suffice it to say, I didn't win.
And Dan Dobnik, I'm so blessed to work with a great team. Dan Chandler, Dan Dobnik, Mike Zilke. Mike came in when we were short-staffed and was helping out. And next thing, you know, he realized how good it was and everything. He said, I want to be a part of that team. So Mike's worked out very well. And city's left in good hands. They're great guys, great teammates. And, you know, it's just, he kept me young.
How young are you, Mr. Parker?
Well, actually, I'm 64 years old.
Really?
And I'm supposed to work to 66 and a half to gain full Social Security. And I told him, you know what?
It's not going to be there anyways.
It's like Mayor Daley said, you know when it's time?
Yeah.
It's time. You know, I want to ride that mountain bike and do whatever. You know, I still have I have a second life. And,
yes, you do.
But I have a honeydew list that's pretty long, too. So I'll be coming home to dinner every night. And,
did you hear that?
I did. That's on the record.
That's on the record.
Wow. So October 3rd, you wake up on Monday morning.
What am I going to do?
Yeah.
Going to have something to eat, jump on the bike, and dust in the wind.
You're going to leave Lori?
Lori has to go to
work. Oh, I see.
There's three other gentlemen that took early retirements, too, and they retired last year. There's a different group of guys, good guys, and one of them is an avid fisherman, and he said, Ed, learned the word road trip, and I said, you know, fishing's good, but I don't have the patience, you know, and he said, you'll develop it, you know, and the other guys, you know, have just different ideas, different things they like to do, so, I mean, it's going to be great. I mean, I've run the race, and now it's time to enjoy life.
Wonderful. It's very exciting. Lori, do you want to add anything?
It's been great.
Anybody on the council? Dorothy, please.
I just wanted to wish you the best. I'm going to miss seeing you around wastewater. I do visit occasionally, at least once a year or so. And there's going to be nobody left that I know, so I'm going to have to get to know everybody who's new. But I wish you the best, and thank you and for having a smiling face when I kind of went over there. And
it's easier to smile than frown.
Very
best
good.
Best muscles.
And very good. The best.
Thank you.
Yes, Mary, please.
Mayor, I just wanted to say thank you to Ed. Whenever we had any employee events, Ed was always the first one to step up and volunteer. The first one to get there to set up and one of the last ones to leave to clean up. So I enjoyed working with you very much, and you'll be missed.
Edward, I had the opportunity earlier this evening to congratulate you on your service to our city, and I truly appreciate all you have done for us over those years, and I've always had a great admiration for you over the years. You've always been such a pleasant person.
Thank you.
You You had a nice personality, and you always were very calm and easygoing and a great smile, and you just adapted so well to the environment, and I very much appreciate it. And I wish you nothing but just great success and a great deal of enjoyment in this period of time that you have left.
I hope they have a lot of fun.
I hope you do as well.
But you've never been with me on a Saturday afternoon in Notre Dame, right?
We won't go there.
No, we won't.
Does anybody, member of Ed's team, wish to say anything on behalf of Ed? Mr. Miller, my God, he just celebrated 30 years.
I know.
Isn't that amazing?
And he's going to work until he's 70.
Well, it's only a couple. Well, I think we've said a lot, and I hope you know how much we respect you and care about you, how much we're going to miss you. This Friday, between 2:30 and 3 o'clock, you're all invited to go over and say hello and goodbye to Ed. And then we're going to...
Take my keys.
Take your keys. debrief you.
My ID debrief me. And
absolutely.
Run in with a wild one.
And you are a humble man.
I try to be.
You've asked for a humble recognition, so we have a humble plaque.
Thank you.
If that's okay.
That's fine.
And it reads the dates, January 2nd, 1990 through September 30th, this Friday, 2011. Incredible. May I present this to you?
Yes, sir. This time, Bill of Rome's on me.
Ooh, that sounds good. Let's go to 302 West.
Congratulations, Ed. You did a great job, and enjoy the social care. Hopefully it still comes every month. All right. The mayor has a telephone call that will need to be answered. Sure. Hopefully it's the right one.
Nobody can see.
Okay. Hello? Are you there? Okay.
Kelly, is that you?
Yeah.
What do you mean, yeah? You have an invitation from Mr. Nick Konasik.
Yeah.
I know, I'm disappointed too, but have you made up your mind?
Yeah, I think I made it up.
Do you want to consult with your parents?
Yeah, I might have to before I decide.
The dance is only 12 days away, I think. So what's your answer so that all the world can know?
Yes.
Oh, boy, that's exciting. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Were you surprised?
Yeah.
Are you upset?
No.
No? There's still a chance to find a new date.
What?
Nothing. Thank you, Allie, for participating.
Thank you.
And tell Nick he owes me $20. Obviously an underclassman. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, everyone.
And next up. Recognize Todd Salen of Plantscape for plant donations to Geneva Beautification. And I guess, Mayor, were you going to do that,
yes,
sir?
Yes. I was also going to defer to our esteemed Alderman Flanagan.
Fundraising, and she was the one who actually
others, Sherry Weidel and others, have known firsthand how difficult yet rewarding it is to unify children. And without the generosity of folks like you, that achievement would not be possible. Yeah. So I do thank you on behalf of the City Council, on behalf of everybody who calls to live at home, on behalf of nearly half a million people who cruise here every year. So they love it, and thanks to you, it's a beautiful place.
Well, thank you.
And Todd is, Selin is from Planscape, in Elburn. But also Planscape, if I may interject. During the
Geneva Art Fair,
they did the, what do you call those?
We do the displays, the living displays of plant material and plant cloning for the tree. Something that Jane has gotten me involved with. We enjoy it. It's a challenge. Believe me, this is the easy part. I mean, the real things, let's go to the committee members that you have here, the volunteers that do an excellent job. Great city.
Thank you. Thanks to people like you who are generous and extend their generosity to us. We couldn't do it without all the donations.
We appreciate it.
Thank you.
It's great. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Ray.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Selin, to Alderman Flanagan, to all the folks who are involved in the Geneva Beautification. It's a great organization. Next on the agenda is to recommend approval of the Geneva Coalition for the Youth Red Ribbon Week. So moved by Alderman Kilberg, seconded by Alderman Singer. That's going to be October 22nd to 29th. And they have some requests, and I don't know if Mrs. DeVito is here to explain the requests, or if you have any questions, she's the one who has the answers.
Good evening. The request itself, is this on?
Yes.
Okay. The request itself had several components. One was to use the front stairs of City Hall for the candlelight vigil. The other is to hang the red ribbons. The third was in regards to a special event that the group is very excited to be bringing, and that's the landing of a DEA helicopter. But in that request, our fire and our police department are willing and able to help, but we don't have the staffing at the police department to handle this without charging for overtime. So I just want you to be aware there's a request to waive the fees for the overtime, but city staff is to recommend against that because we don't do it for any other group, and it's just a question of the availability of staff. We don't have it. So I would defer to our city administrator for any other comments on it.
We did talk about this at staff, and although we understand the benefit of assisting, we felt that in order to not be arbitrary, that we have asked groups in the past to pick up the cost themselves that we could not afford to bring in someone for overtime, and that we felt that it wouldn't be fair to those that we had charged in the past to not charge for the overtime for this group. So we're just trying to be consistent and fair.
So the motion on the table includes turning down the request for waiving the fees. Thank you.
Any other questions or comments regarding the motion?
That would not be up to us. That would really be up to the coalition because they would pay us and then reimburse the coalition. So that would. We could help, but there really wouldn't be anything that we could do because they would have to pay us, the coalition would pay us, and then get reimbursed is the way that it would work because we would have to send out the invoice for our records and such.
Alderman Flanagan, you had a question?
Actually, to that question that Alderman Kilberg said, do you have an estimated cost, Mary, that somebody, if they were interested in certainly offsetting the cost, what would that cost? Just a ballpark figure, an approximation of some sort so that the audience can know.
I'm sorry that I don't. The school liaison officer will be out there. as part of her, so we will have police presence. But they're still determining with the DEA what kind of staffing will be required and getting those details put together. The application request came in to me, I'll tell you, an hour before the packet was due to the administrator's office. I was finishing writing it. So the memorandum that you received was neutral on the request. That's why I stepped forward to talk to you this evening, because after it went out, the two chiefs were able to weigh in. But I had to get it into the packet for you.
And if I could just weigh in on that, I did correspond with Chief Mexen and basically said the same thing, that I want to be fair and consistent with all of the groups. He indicated that it would take at least one overtime officer. But again, we're waiting for DEA to tell us what their needs are. So we know that it's going to be at least one. However, we don't know the duration of that event either. So.
Thank you.
Okay. Any questions or comments from the dais? Are there questions or comments from the audience? Mrs. Du? Yes, ma'am. Could you please stand up and come here and tell us your name and address? And that's just a good reminder that anybody who wants to talk, we need to know who you are and what your address is.
I'm actually Julie Puyi.
Oh, hi, Julie.
Not the other person. That was Ellen. I'm at 1635 Kime Circle, And I'm with the Geneva Coalition for Youth. After all that, what did I want to say? First of all, it will be a three-hour event. The helicopter will be there for 2 hours. And we're also speaking with the Kane County Sheriff's Department, who has also is considering offering support for the event. So it could be that we don't even need – it would be a pity, but we don't need Geneva Police Department support. So we're still working on that. The other thing to mention is that whenever you deal with the DEA in this helicopter, it's a one-time event. We're honored for them to send this year. But if the weather is poor, the conditions are poor, or if they get called, the helicopter gets called on some sort of emergency, the helicopter will not be here. We will still proceed with our event, which is at the Geneva Middle School South. It's a drug and alcohol awareness fair. The other thing to mention is that the coalition has basically no funding, so we're really hoping we can pull this off, because we're just so lucky to have this and to be able to draw attention to the drug and alcohol awareness fair during Red Ribbon Week. So that's basically what I wanted to say. So we're still working on it, and hopefully we'll pull this off without any hitches and without any costs.
Any questions for Mrs. Pouillet?
Thank
any
you.
Other comments? Thank you very much. Yes, Alderman Kilburn.
So it would be appropriate that we continue that with the City Council waiving the waiver to land this aircraft then at the middle school. Financing's secured. Is that a part of the motion then? I would assume that would remain a part of the motion. Essentially, it says the coalition requests that the City Council waive City Council Code 415.3 requiring a permit to land an aircraft in the city limits.
Correct.
So in other words, that would remain a part of the motion then?
Correct.
Okay.
Any other questions or comments? Any other questions or comments from the audience? Okay, all those in favor of the motion as it has been presented, please say aye.
Aye.
Any against, say nay. And it has been approved. Okay, the next item on the agenda is to recommend the draft ordinance amending the sign code regulations excluding the A-frame sign discussion, which will be considered in the next item on the agenda. So, and I guess Mr. David DeGroot from our development department is going to make some comments. Hold on. Okay. Yeah, David, before we, that's, For those people who don't feel that they want to stick around for this tedious and perhaps lengthy discussion, other than Alderman Vogelsberg and Alderman Piper, you can go home if you wish or wherever else you want with Mr. Parker. So if some of the staff people want to leave, feel free to do that. Some of the residents, if you want to stick around, please do. It should be exciting. Mr. DeGroote.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. At the September 12th Committee of the Whole meeting, staff presented 15 key changes to the city's sign regulations. One of those key changes was to prohibit A-frame signs in the downtown districts. Most of the discussion we've had throughout all of the public meetings over the last year has focused on A-frame signs, which is why the way it's listed on the agenda tonight is to consider first the other 14 key changes and then get into the discussion of A-frame signs. The Plan Commission's direction was for staff to research alternatives to A-frame signs. As the two alternatives we identified and proposed at the last meeting were to allow projecting signs, small blade type signs up to 4 square feet in the downtown district, and then also to allow private property directional signs, which would be more of a permanent freestanding sign or wall sign. So those two proposals are included in the draft ordinance. Staff's comfortable keeping those in either with or without A-frame signs. So I guess we can start there. I have the PowerPoint I had at the last meeting available. We need to get into that for review. I've also developed some kind of some other PowerPoints to get into if we need to. Because it is just another alternative. If somebody's looking for more of a permanent perpendicular exposure for their building, they could install a permanent blade sign rather than put out a temporary freestanding sign every day.
As well as someone who managed to live through the argument about doing away with overhanging signs many years ago, which was a very long and frantic argument about with people about whether to get rid of them. Now, the last one was, of course, Mayor Lee on the corner. It was right. The last hanging sign in town. We're now going to bring them back. And I think I would suggest that might be voted on as a separate measure, because I, for one, think that if we're going to allow A-frames, we should not go back to starting a proliferation of hanging signs again. Okay. The city looks a lot nicer today with all the wall-mounted, flush-mounted signs in town than it did back when everybody had a different hanging sign, and it was quite a mishmash of signs. Right. That's why the original ordinance to do away with hanging signs was passed.
And staff definitely understands that history, and that's why when we proposed the projecting signs, we limited it to 4 square feet, which is really, you know, a very small projecting sign. The ones that the city had and had done away with were much larger signs.
And they were all different.
Right. And we have some photos we can share with you, too, if you like.
Are there other questions from the dais?
I was just wondering if anyone else agreed with me that we should rethink the overhanging signs. If not, I won't pursue it. Hearing no support.
Well, no, the pictures that you have,
yeah.
Do they depict in any way what it would look like if every building on a block had a hanging sign?
Okay. I can pull them up. Okay.
I figure that's like a worst case scenario, so let's see what it might look like.
And excuse me for lingering for one second.
Okay,
you're having trouble hearing us in the back.
Yeah, okay. Speak louder. Swallow the mic, please, folks. Everybody, including our guests at the at the end table there. Anybody else from the dais have any questions or comments? Yes,
Mr.
Alderman Malad. Okay, that's been answered.
No, he's working.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Still, working on
I got distracted.
Evidently, you're having trouble hearing me.
Well, yeah, I was listening to somebody much more attractive.
Understood.
Feet. On the left, you can see just an example of one on a single storefront.
But on the right here, you could see what it might look like if you had one on every storefront in a historic downtown district. And these are about 4 square feet, and they're located about every 25 to 30 feet apart, similar to our downtown.
Where are these pictures taken? Just for
From all over the country. We were in New Orleans, Boston, Charleston, many different historic downtowns.
I want to be on that committee.
Yeah.
Yes. So this top photo shows a few in a row too. At even closer distances.
So most of those are in the class that would be a 4 square foot total?
Yes. I mean, some of them might be slightly larger because we...
Is that becoming sort of standard now in historic preservation?
Well, currently we don't allow projecting signs.
No, I understand,
so,
but
right.
The people who do allow them, is it?
It seems to be in the historic districts that we've looked at, they've seemed to be 4 to 6 square feet has been kind of the standard size.
Must have limits because certainly the signs that were taken down some 20 years ago were much larger. So.
Right. I think that's the last photo example we have there.
So can you go back to the one that shows the whole street?
Sure.
That one. Okay, so if we do this the way it's written, we could wind up with all those signs on the upper level and a whole bunch of A-frame signs?
As proposed, it would be for first floor establishments only, and it would be one per building.
The A-frames.
We're talking about projecting signs.
No, I'm just getting at where we see a yellow overhanging sign, there could also be a yellow A-frame sign on the street level.
If they had the proper permit. With these zero setback frontages, it would require an annual permit from the city and proof of insurance waiving the city's liability for an A-frame sign in the public right away.
We could require one or the other permit process.
That could also be an option.
I'll mull it over a bit and hear what other people have to say.
Any other questions or comments from the dais?
I believe Ellen had a comment.
Yes, Ellen.
I just wanted to make a comment to Alderman Brown. You're right, the signs that were gotten rid of long ago, they were vastly different, as you know better than I. They were cabinets. They were usually internally lit. And these are... much smaller. Often they've got a product, you know, you can see a shoe or a cupcake or something that relates to the business. Charleston, South Carolina is actually the very first historic district in the country, and they're very prolific there. So they have been used in historic districts. Woodstock, Illinois uses them a lot. The whole purpose with them and the A-frame is particularly advantageous to a business when you're on a zero lot line street. Because as you're walking down a zero lot line street, it is harder to focus in on the building right next to you versus, say, 3rd Street where you've got an expansive lawn. So they pop it out a little bit and they put it in your line of vision as you're walking down the street navigating everything around you. So
well, then that brings up the State Street streetscape. Would they have allowed both a flush-mounted sign and a hanging sign?
As proposed, this would be an additional sign of up to 4 square feet. Because
certainly as you're driving, you see the flush-mounted signs, but I agree with you, as you're walking, you don't walk with your head up at an angle. You
right.
Walk with your head down if you're like me.
That's why we're proposing it as an additional sign.
So they would be allowed both a flush-mounted sign and a 4 square foot hanging sign on State Street or on the side streets?
It would be in the B2 district only, so it would not be allowed for the B3 district, South 3rd Street. Because those properties do have a lawn area where they can install a freestanding sign and achieve the same goal.
Yes, Alderman Flanagan.
So what you're saying is that either they can have this protruding sign or a freestanding sign?
Correct. In the B2 district as well. If they're not a zero lot line building and they do have a setback, they're allowed either the projecting sign or a freestanding sign, not both.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
There was another question. You said, if I'm not mistaken, and I don't remember reading that in our packet, but you mentioned that the signs were not allowed for second floor businesses? Right. So it would only be the first floor businesses?
It would be allowed for first floor businesses only, and it could not be located above or higher than 15 feet or above the second story window